Hi, this is Chip Hanna from UpperEdge, and I'm following up our webinar that we previously provided around defining your SAP cloud strategy, where we wanted to talk about the different hyperscalers, but more importantly, in the context of this first of three podcasts, wanted to talk about the three case studies that we discussed in that webinar and really focus in on a little bit more detail around those particular customers, the who, the where, and the why they chose their end state support model. And if you recall, we had four models: the do-it-yourself model, the do-it-for-me, the professional model, and SAP Rise. And if you recall, we focused primarily on the do-it-yourself, do-it-for-me, and the Rise option. In the context of this podcast, I'm going to be talking about the Rise option. And the client that we supported there had some relatively unique characteristics which drove them down the Rise path, which was they had a lot of different ERP systems through acquisition, through divestiture, the dynamic nature of their company. They had multiple ERP systems, and there wasn't one that was primarily dominant over the others, except for they did have SAP ECC, and it turns out that that organization liked that functionality of SAP. They decided that to be their platform of the future. However, there were multiple data centers, and like I said, there were multiple ERP systems, and so it made sense for them to consolidate their on-premise applications, which they self-maintained, into a single instance and a single deployment of SAP. And for them, again, they chose Rise. And for those of you who aren't familiar, Rise is an integrated solution stack where you have the SAP applications, which are being hosted inclusive of the infrastructure and the infrastructure services on top of a hyperscaler. And all of this is being managed by SAP. The optionality you do have, though, is that you can choose the hyperscaler, but everything else is managed through SAP through a single agreement. And really why this made sense for this customer, for a couple different reasons. One is, this was essentially going to be a greenfield deployment for them for SAP. So there wasn't a high degree of customization they were going to carry into the new environment. There weren't a lot of third-party applications and integrations that aren't were traditionally within the scope of Rise. So they were really starting with a fresh sheet of paper. And so that made a lot of sense for them to move to the pure S4 Rise capability within that offering. The next piece that was unique to them, or maybe unique to you, is that they didn't have a lot of SAP skills internally. Given the fact that SAP was a relatively small footprint within their organization, it really didn't make sense for them at that point in time to have a large staff, nor going forward with the introduction of Rise, did it make sense to hire that capability and to permanently staff that with internal resources. And so it made sense for them to leverage SAP in this case to bring a lot of that expertise to bear related to the application, the basis services, so on and so forth, to rent that capability as opposed to buy that capability by hiring the FTEs. And then a final piece that made sense for them is speed to market. They had a lot of internal objectives as it relates to standardizing on SAP as their ERP system going forward. They made a lot of promises to the business as it relates to scalability, delivering brand new capability to their internal customers as well as to their external customers. And so this made, you know, avoiding the challenges of standing up new infrastructure, of bringing in new resources to support the infrastructure, the database, the applications, and all that goes with it on top of that. It made sense for them from a speed of market perspective to leverage Rise and to go down that path. Now, moving to Rise is not without its challenges. There's a lot of intricacies as it relates to understanding what your requirements are from a business and technical perspective, making sure you sense check how SAP prices and allocates the resources and the costs associated with it. So you need to have a high degree of sophistication as it relates to entering in these negotiations with SAP, even if you are going completely greenfield, because there are a lot of nuances, there's a lot of traps, there's a lot of hidden costs inside of Rise. And so it behooves customers to be informed, leveraging a third party like UpperEdge to come in and assist them as it relates to moving from their existing environment, whether it's SAP or not, and moving on to Rise. So this is the first of three podcasts related to our webinar and talking about our clients and who they've decided and how they've decided to support their ERP system, specifically with SAP, going forward. Thanks so much. Check us out at upperedge.com. Look at some of our other material as it relates to our white papers, our blogs, and podcasts, and appreciate your time today.